Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-relevant topics in separate chemistry, polymers. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or another board, this topic comes up every single year, and once you understand it properly, it's actually one of the most rewarding topics to answer in the exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define what a polymer is, explain the difference between addition and condensation, polymerization, identify monomers from polymer structures, name the key natural polymers, and evaluate the environmental impacts of polymer use. That's a lot, but I promise we'll make it stick. Let's start with the basics. What actually is a polymer? A polymer is a substance with a high average relative molecular mass made up of many small repeating units called monomers. Think of it like a chain of paperclips. Each individual paperclip is a monomer. Link thousands of them together, and you've got a polymer chain. The word polymer literally comes from the Greek, poly meaning many, and mer meaning part. So, many parts. Simple. Now here's the key. Thing examiners want you to know. There are two main types of polymerization: addition polymerization and condensation polymerization. These are fundamentally different processes, and confusing them is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Let's deal with them one at a time. Addition, polymerization. This is the simpler of the two. Addition polymerization happens when monomers that contain a carbon-carbon double bond join together to form a long chain. The double bond opens up, and each monomer links to the next. The critical point? No atoms are lost. Every single atom from every monomer ends up in the polymer. That's why it's called addition. You're just adding monomers together. The classic example is ethene forming polyethene, which you probably know as polythene, the stuff carrier bags are made from. Ethene has the formula C2H4 with a double bond between the two carbon atoms. When thousands of ethene molecules undergo addition polymerization, that double bond opens up and they link into a long chain, polyethene. Now in the exam, you need to be able to draw the repeating unit of an addition polymer. Here's the rule. Take your monomer, remove the double bond, and put square brackets around it with a subscript lowercase n outside. That n represents the number of repeating units. It could be thousands or even millions. Going the other way, identifying the monomer from a polymer structure is equally important. Look at the repeating unit inside the brackets. Add a double bond back between the two carbon atoms, remove the brackets and the N, and you've got your monomer. Here's a memory hook for this. ADD double bond back to find the monomer. Simple, but it works. What about other addition polymers? Propene forms poly, propene. Chloroethene, also called vinyl chloride, forms polychloroethene, better known as PVC, used in pipes and window frames. Tetrafluoroethene forms PTFE, the nonstick coating on your frying pan. The principle is always the same. The double bond opens up, monomers link together, no atoms lost. Now let's move to condensation polymerization. This is where it gets a bit more interesting and where a lot of candidates lose marks. Condensation polymerization is different in two crucial ways. First, the monomers don't need a carbon-carbon double bond. Instead, they need specific functional groups at both ends of the molecule. Second, and this is the big one, a small molecule is released every time two monomers join. Usually, that small molecule is water. This is why it's called condensation. It's the same type of reaction as when water condenses out in other condensation reactions you've studied. For GCSE separate chemistry, the key example of condensation polymerization is the formation of polyesters. To make a polyester, you need two types of monomer, a dicarboxylic acid and a diol. Let's break those names down. Di means two. A dicarboxylic acid has two carboxyl groups. That's two COOH groups, one at each end of the molecule. A diol has two hydroxyl groups, two OH groups, one at each end. When a COOE group from the acid reacts with an OH group from the diol, they join together and release a water molecule. This forms an ester linkage between the two monomers. This keeps happening along the chain, releasing water each time until you have a long polyester chain. The most famous polyester is PET, polyethylene terephthalate, which is used to make plastic drinks, bottles, and polyester clothing. You might have it on right now. Here's a memory hook for condensation, polymerization. Drip, decarboxylic acid, diol, release water. It's a polyester. Drip. Write that down. The key difference to remember, addition, polymerization uses monomers with carbon-carbon double bonds and releases no small molecules. Condensation, polymerization uses monomers with functional groups at both ends and releases water. Now let's talk about natural polymers. This is a shorter section, but examiners do test it, so don't skip it. There are three natural polymers you absolutely must know for GCSE separate chemistry: DNA, starch, and proteins. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, is a natural polymer made from nucleotide monomers. It carries genetic information and is found in the nucleus of every cell. Its famous double helix structure is formed from two polymer chains wound around each other. Starch is a natural polymer made from glucose monomers. It's a carbohydrate found in foods like potatoes, rice, and bread. Plants make starch to store energy. The glucose units are linked together by condensation reactions, releasing water, so starch is actually a condensation polymer. Proteins are natural polymers made from amino acid monomers. There are 20 different amino acids, and the specific sequence determines the protein's shape and function. Proteins do an enormous range of jobs in the body: enzymes, antibodies, structural proteins like collagen, and more. Again, amino acids joined by condensation reactions, releasing water. A quick memory hook for the three natural polymers: DNA stores protein, DNA starch protein, or think, don't stress, pass, DNA starch proteins. Pick whichever works for you. Right, let's move on to the environmental and economic issues around polymers. This is a favorite for longer evaluate-style questions, the kind worth 4, 5, or 6 marks. Examiners want to see you consider both sides and reach a conclusion. The core problem with most synthetic polymers is that they are non-biodegradable. They don't break down naturally in the environment. This means that when we throw away a plastic bag or a plastic bottle, it can persist in the environment for hundreds of years. Landfill sites fill up with plastic waste. Plastics end up in oceans, harming marine life. Microplastics, tiny fragments of broken down plastic, are now found everywhere, including in drinking water and in human blood. So what can we do about it? There are several options, and you need to know the pros and cons of each. Option 1, landfill. Simply burying plastic waste. It's cheap and easy, but it uses up land and the plastic doesn't break down. Not a long-term solution. Option 2, combustion, burning the plastic. This can generate energy, which is useful, but burning plastics can release toxic gases, including carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, and potentially hydrogen chloride from PVC, which is acidic and harmful. So combustion has significant environmental drawbacks. Option 3, recycling. This is the option most people think of first. Recycling polymers reduces the amount going to landfill, conserves the crude oil used to make them in the first place, and reduces carbon dioxide emissions compared to making new plastic. However, and this is important for the exam, recycling has economic challenges. Different polymers must be sorted separately before recycling, which is labor-intensive and costly. Some polymers are difficult or impossible to recycle. The recycled material may be of lower quality than the original. So while recycling is generally better than landfill or combustion, it's not a perfect solution. Option 4, using biodegradable or compostable alternatives. Some newer polymers are designed to break down in the environment. However, these often require specific conditions like industrial composting facilities to break down effectively, and they may not degrade in a landfill or the ocean. For an evaluate question, a strong answer would state the environmental problem clearly, describe at least 2 disposal methods, give advantages and disadvantages of each, and reach a justified conclusion. That's how you access the top marks. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. This is the section that can really make the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7. Common mistake number 1, confusing addition and condensation. Polymerization. Remember, addition needs a carbon-carbon double bond, releases nothing. Condensation needs functional groups at both ends, releases water. If you mix these up, you'll lose marks on almost every polymer question. Common mistake number 2, drawing the repeating unit incorrectly. The most common error is forgetting to put the bonds going through the brackets, the lines that show the unit continues in both directions. Without those, your repeating unit looks like a complete molecule rather than part of a chain. Always draw the bonds extending through the brackets. Common mistake number three, forgetting that water is released in condensation. Polymerization. If a question asks you to describe condensation polymerization, you must mention the release of water. Candidates who don't mention this consistently miss a mark. Common mistake number four, in evaluate questions about polymer disposal, only giving one side. If the command word is evaluate, you must consider both advantages and disadvantages before reaching a conclusion. A one-sided answer will be capped at a lower mark band. Common mistake number five, confusing the monomers for condensation, polymers. Remember, you need two different types of monomer for a polyester, a dicarboxylic acid, and a diol. Stating only one type will cost you marks. For command words, state or give, just write the answer, no explanation needed. Describe, say what happens, use correct terminology. Explain, say why it happens, use the word because. Evaluate, give both sides, use evidence, reach a conclusion. Timing tip, in the exam, allow roughly 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark evaluate question on polymer disposal should take about 6 to 7 minutes. Don't rush it. These longer questions are where the grade boundaries are won and lost. Quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and try to answer these out loud or in your head. Question 1. What is the definition of a polymer? Answer. A substance with a high average relative molecular mass made of many small repeating units called monomers. Question 2. What type of bond must a monomer have to undergo addition polymerization? Answer. A carbon-carbon double bond. Question 3. What small molecule is released during condensation polymerization? Answer. Water. Question 4. Name the two types of monomer needed to make a polyester. Answer. A dicarboxylic acid and a diol. Question 5. Name the three natural polymers you need to know for GCSE. Answer. DNA, starch, and proteins. Question 6. Give one environmental problem caused by non-biodegradable polymers. Answer. Any one of, they persist in landfill for hundreds of years. They cause ocean pollution, microplastics, enter food chains and water supplies. Question 7. Give one economic disadvantage of recycling polymers. Answer. Different polymers must be sorted separately, which is costly and labor-intensive. How did you do? If you got all 7, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section before your exam. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Polymers are large molecules made of many repeating monomer units. Addition, polymerization joins monomers with carbon-carbon double bonds. No atoms lost, no small molecules released. Condensation, polymerization joins monomers with functional groups at both ends. Water is released, and an ester linkage forms in polyesters. The three natural polymers are DNA, starch, and proteins. Synthetic polymers cause environmental problems because they are non-biodegradable. Disposal options include landfill, combustion, and recycling, each with their own pros and cons. The big three things to take away. 1. Know the difference between addition and condensation, polymerization inside out. 2. Practice drawing repeating units with bonds through the brackets. 3. For evaluate questions, always give both sides before your conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you practice for now is a mark you'll earn on exam day. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.